This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box here on 590 The Fan. Maryville University sponsoring our listener lines. 855-282-8255 is in maryville.edu for more information. Where'd you guys get when were you at Napoli? Tricky just sent me a nice little Instagram post about you, your wife, and
she posted it.
Aww.
We were having a nice dinner, enjoying ourselves.
Did Charlie crash it?
And then all of a sudden Charlie comes in and just wants to crash our dinner.
Did you put the menus like in front of your faces, hoping you wouldn't recognize you?
Tell the truth now.
Put your head down, he's here.
No, if it wasn't for me, he would have got in the building.
I called Charlie. The Blues were playing that night. It was Saturday night. My wife is not used to having me home on a Saturday when I'm not working during Blues season. Mm. And she said, "What? You're home. We're going out. We're not staying home."
Wow. Good for her.
So I said, "All right, let's go sit at the bar, have dinner somewhere, but I got to be able to watch the game." Couldn't figure out where we wanted to go. So we've been to Napoli in Clayton. Yeah. I mean, thousands and thousands of times.
Napoli won.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we weren't even considering going there. We're kind of kicking around different
ideas.
That's
the one in Clayton, right?
Yeah.
Napoli Walkout.
Yeah. I mean,
downtown.
I probably wouldn't go there and sit at the bar, although you can. But then I was like, you know, let's go somewhere we hadn't gone. And I said, we haven't been to Napoli, too, ever. And driven by it millions of times, whatever. And I said, eventually, I got to get there. I always thought maybe it was maybe a little more older than me. You know, a little. I'm not old enough to go and hang out there yet. But we went there. I called Charlie. I said, Charlie, call your buddy over there at Napoli.
Well, the owner.
Now, be honest. This was a test to see if he can get you in, right? You wanted to see if you actually had the pull.
I said, give me two spots at the bar. We're coming there at 6 because the game started at 6.
How long did it take me to get you cleared?
So then he texted me back. He said, all right, you're all set. We get there. I mean, there were two spots available. I don't even know if they were being reserved or not.
They
were
being reserved. They put the mats there for
okay.
you.
Wow.
I told you to see the brother behind the bar.
So he hooked it up. Q was the man, the bartender. Big shout out to Q. Mm-hmm. And to everybody. We ended up running into so many people. We met a bunch of people. We had the best time at Napoli, too. This place was so much fun. And honestly, we don't do this enough where we sit at the bar and have dinner. You know, normally you get a table.
And everybody
you get
knew
a table.
Who he was. Like certain people that work at the station, when you walk into a bar, they don't know who in the hell you are.
So normally when you go to a restaurant, you sit at a table. Sitting at a bar and having dinner at the bar is one of the most
cool,
underrated
man.
Things.
That
oh,
is
so
really
cool,
my
man.
Wife and I do that a couple
I
times.
I loved
it's
it.
It's nice. It's
that's,
a little accent.
That's like our new thing, man. And you talk to different people. You know, sometimes people walk into a restaurant who you recognize or whatever, and you're kind of like, oh, man, I don't feel like talking to that person. We ran into so many people we hadn't seen in a long time either, and it was a lot of fun. I loved it, man.
But you must say, when I walked in.
Food was great, too.
When I walked in, it stopped.
No, I know. But
he knows it. Everything stopped.
I've seen that. Everybody knows Charlie.
Everybody stopped.
No matter where you go, though, you know, it's because he goes there every single night.
No, I don't.
Every night.
I go to Cafe Napoli twice a week. Dinner before I come in and do my show.
What do you eat?
I have a little juice.
A little juice?
I have a little juice.
Yeah, it's called whiskey. Go ahead.
A little juice.
Some bourbon.
And, no, I don't
prune,
drink juice
prune
now.
Juice.
But I go in there usually for a salad and something like that.
Oh, you eat
a salad?
Cup.
Yeah, I eat salad. I eat a lot of salads because I work out usually in the daytime.
You
so
still have paper cups and paper plates at home?
Absolutely.
Have you graduated to real plates yet?
No, I don't use them. I don't dirty them up. I got plastic cups. I bought a bunch of them last night.
I'm sure you did.
I was at Monticello Snooks last night.
What
way
color?
Out
don't
there.
Use the styrofoam ones now.
No, I hate
like the
them.
Plastic ones?
No, I get the plastic. Change up colors.
Okay.
Bad for the environment, Chuck.
Red, then they got red,
so
yellow,
if I went
blue.
To your house, I open up the cabinets. That's what I won't see real glasses. I'll see
no,
some
you'll
plastic
see real
cups.
The cups are not in my cup with a real glass.
You leave
them
in the pantry.
I leave in the pantry.
If we right go now. To your house and ask for a drink, are you going to get a plastic cup or a glass?
Plastic? Oh, you get a glass.
Oh,
you
really?
Get a glass.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, glass.
Good. Good.
When are you having us over?
Yeah.
Party
chats.
Let's do it next month. Have us over. We'll do the show from there. By the way, I'm in the barbershop
yesterday.
We should
yesterday. Said, or when are you having us over?
We'll go there. We'll do next month.
We are going to do the show from your house
Friday
over
night.
Christmas.
I
we
know.
Ended up being off that
I know.
Day.
We got to make that happen.
I was at the barbershop yesterday.
Yeah.
And we got to do it from
man,
there, too.
We're going to go, because Frank wants to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in.
It's small, but I've done a show there before. We
what
had a great
what
time.
Do we need to do to make this happen?
Let's talk to Jim. Let's get Jim in here today.
Okay. Should we bring him on live?
Yeah.
a gym and just set it up right now.
I'm serious.
Let's just make it happen.
Only thing we got to check, of course, the regular necessities, and we'll send Lucas out.
Got to make
Lucas,
sure.
Lucas, man.
He'll test it.
Yeah,
test
Lucas
the line.
Test. Lucas was doing my show.
We got to get Lucas
for a year, right, Lucas?
Almost a year. It'll be a year in the summer. Now you lost me.
We need to get Lucas a haircut too. While he's there.
But hold on.
Okay.
The brother hold on. Have you been watching the college basketball? Lucas, tell him. Have you been watching college? Slap him. Have you been watching it? The haircuts nowadays are unbelievable. You like those cuts, Luke?
I like them, but would I do them for myself? Probably not.
Now he's
so
saying no.
You like to have your hair that size? That length?
No. Well, look at it now.
This is about as long as I'll get it.
He looks like Maurice Cheeks from back in the
if
day.
If I was younger,
wow, that's a reference.
If I was younger, I'd have my hair so long. Because I used to have a big fro.
Like Ben Wallace back in the day.
Yeah, it was like that. My father said that meant no job.
Oh.
Ben Wallace. Well, that's called an afro, right?
Yeah, it was an afro.
Yeah.
But it was weird. It was pretty good. I used to even wear a dashiki with a African thing around.
Oh, did you?
And I got hip.
Mm-hmm.
No girlfriends.
I know what a dashiki is, by the way.
You ever
I'm
had
surprised
a dashiki?
You do. Oh, yeah, I had one, too. Yeah.
Oh, you thought you were a brother?
No.
Okay.
No.
Unless we're reminded.
I was just cool.
But, folks, the barbershop we're talking about is in U City. It's called KP's. It's if you've ever seen the movie Barbershop with Ice Cube.
Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah.
It is just that type of barbershop.
Who's the singer in that movie? Who's the female singer in Barbershop?
Eve?
What's her? Yes, Eve. Yes.
Yeah, Eve. See that?
Damn. How about that?
That's why my daughter invited you to the wedding party.
Cafe Napoli.
She was hip. That's right. It was at Cafe Napoli one.
Well, you've been saying this for years. Just make it happen. I mean, stop telling me about it. Invite me over there.
On the break, we're going to get Jim Huer in here.
Set it up.
It's easy to do. It's on a Friday morning.
Frank will love it.
Oh, Frank will help.
Frank will absolutely
usual.
Love it.
Is there gonna be food there? U City has good restaurants.
Yeah, they got a nice restaurant.
Can they get some food brought by?
Oh, yeah.
There's a new Mexican place opening up in U City too. That's gonna be unbelievable.
It's gonna have like all day happy hour, right? Isn't that it, or is that a different one?
It's called Diego's.
Okay.
Really? When is that opening?
You know where Momo's was?
Yeah.
It's gonna be where Momo's was.
Okay.
The Momo's owner tragically just passed away.
Really?
And so the new owners, the people who bought the building. Also own Frida's next door, which is
a very popular
restaurant. A lot of athletes eat there, and they sponsor Hockey Sense. But they're buying the place right next door, and they're calling it Diego's, hoping to have it open in early spring. You know how that goes when you're renovating a building and doing all that type of stuff, construction timelines. But it's going to be an incredible spot. Mm-hmm. You know, Brett Hall and Barrett Jackman, they own a tequila company. And I'm sending them out there today. They're going there today to get all their tequila set up inside that place. They're going to have so many different types of tequilas. It's going to be an incredible spot at Diego's on North and South in New City.
Are they going to be a sponsor of your show?
They will
absolutely
be now.
They are now.
They will be now.
They should be. But you should get paid for that.
The reason why I want to do the barbershop with Frank, because all our shows in the station are fantastic. Mm-hmm. Most of these shows here are fantastic.
For sure.
But Frank's got a little hipster to him. Of course, I'm blown a little over on it.
Brother or not, Frank?
No.
You got to do this with him in studio.
Ain't no brother.
Do it next Friday with him.
Come on.
Yeah, Frank's a brother. He is a brother.
Love
though.
Frank.
He gets so. I always say when a black athlete makes some money, the first question Frank asks, you know what it is?
What'd you buy?
You gonna get a car? What are you buying?
I asked by a car. He's asked that to dozens of.
He's like Roy Firestone.
My God. Yeah. That was. He hasn't asked that in a while, now that we don't have to get young athletes on anymore.
And you haven't had any young athletes on, have you?
No, because he used to be with Rams draft picks. You'd have KSDK.
Right.
You'd get the later round guys, you get a decent bonus. Yeah. Like, hey, what are you going to buy with it? You know,
no wonder they all went broke.
20? Right, exactly.
You know?
I had one of his friends on, Kevin Cantrell, on, who's with the Best Basketball Writers Association. They've got the deal next week at the Missouri Athletic Club with Zion Williams from Stonytown.
Yeah.
He's Frank's his buddy, so you know Frank.
We had him on, not Zion, but that guy.
Did you see the video of Zion playing intramural basketball with those PhD students at Duke?
Well, who? Really? He just destroyed
them. I bet Zion did pretty well in that group.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm not surprised to hear
he
that.
He destroyed them.
Yeah.
These little guys had no idea. I mean, but they probably were
they
loving it.
They didn't know
it.
Who just he
had,
was.
No, they knew who he was. They go to Duke. They probably couldn't believe it. This is like a day or two after they got knocked out of the tournament. He's out there running with these guys playing intramural basketball.
I mean, you know you're going to get dunked on, but it's still cool to say you played basketball with Zion,
I
right?
I want to be dunked on.
Yes.
No, I was a member
of the... He'd probably eat me.
You know what the JCC is out in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I was a member there years ago, so Clyde Drexler was one of my clients.
Are you Jewish?
Yes. Yeah. So
you don't have to be, by the way, to go to the JCC.
No, I was a member there.
Unbelievable.
Bob Gamm, the late owner, got me a membership.
Yeah.
I was a member there for maybe 20 years. So I took Clyde Drexler out there. We used to play pickup basketball. And the Jewish guys didn't know who in the hell Clyde Drexler was.
Why? You think Jewish guys don't watch the NBA?
Well, they didn't know who he was that day.
Can we call Clyde Drexler and have him verify the story, please?
Yes, he is. The Drexler Barbecue Grill in Houston, Texas. That's right. But yeah, he just destroyed these guys. So
he was trying.
Yeah, I told him to do it. I said, "Do it. Just go do it for him."
You had no game, did you?
I had pretty plenty of game.
You couldn't play.
Okay, I was a defensive guy. Everybody called
me. Every bad basketball player says he were a defensive guy.
Anybody can play hard defense.
Yes.
Okay.
See, you're following
a
guy.
Dennis Rodman type guy, but I was
see,
very
every
dirty.
Bad basketball player says you're like Dennis Rodman.
That's exactly
right. Or they're like Steve Nash that could pass.
I'm old,
exactly
I'm
right.
That's all they say.
Anyone well, you got to have skill to be a passer, though.
Anyone that played against me can tell you I was dirty as hell.
All right, we got to take another quick break. We have a client calling on the other side.
Oh, you running the show?
I am running the show. I got to make sure the sponsors are done so I don't get yelled at. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan and 590TheFan.com.